So if you have your Bibles, again, we will call your attention to the Gospel according to St. John, found in the 6th chapter. And I'll just read verses 33 through 35 again for your consideration. The Bible reads, "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Supporting scripture, John 1 and 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." The base of those verses this morning, we like to use a thought or a subject. There's always room for the Word. There's always room for the Word. First of all, it's only by the grace and the mercy of God that we, the people of God, has been allowed another opportunity to come to this house of worship. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. On this first Sunday of May, as we come to break bread together in the name of Jesus. And I believe that every chance we get, we ought to give God praise. We ought to thank him. We ought to take an opportunity to be glad just the fact that we are able to even open up our eyes in the morning. We're living in a time of turmoil and despair, and people are hurting and suffering, and because of so many things happening in our lives. Poverty and so much sickness is all around us, and the uncertainties of life, and we just don't know what to expect next. But I do know that it's a blessing just to be still counted amongst the living, and even in the midst of our trials, I believe that God is worthy to be praised. Throughout the week, we've listened to the reports of all the natural disasters, and we recognize the strength and the power of God. And the power of God should make us more aware that God can do anything that he wants to do. God has so much power that we hear that the winds rise and they blow so hard that if in minutes it can take things and turn them into shambles. In a matter of 10 minutes, the power of God can come through and devastate a whole area. And after that 10 minutes, then those at whatever path that storm is traveling in, they got to be weary. They got to be watching. They got to be praying and waiting and wondering, Lord, what is it going to do when it get to me? I know it's coming and I can't stop it. I can pray. I can do this and I can do that, but it's coming. Am I ready for what's going to happen? And we, the people of God, that have not been touched by that. We tend to sit back a little comfortable, and every now and then we are praying. We feel for those folk, but what if it really hits home? Do we have a plan? Do we love one another enough that if Reverend Jeter's house was totally destroyed, that he can love me as a brother enough that you can stay in my house? We may have to sleep on the floor, or we may have to do this, but we can come together and have a roof over our head. Or have we become so separate that since I'm my own man and I got my own thing, then what am I going to do when I don't have nothing? Mansions blown away in shambles. And then you see the aftermath, and a person can stand there and say, I don't have nothing. I worked all of my life and I did this and I did that. And all of the things that I had, I cannot find nothing that I can use. Talk trash about the government, but you want the government to step in now. You don't have no friends, so you got to depend on the government. When we began to think about where our ancestors come from and that bond that they had, how we're in this thing together, and if you got, I got, and we're going to work this thing out, and they had a bond that if that happened, they could even come into one place in a boat and everybody realized that we're going to make it. I'll help you out until you can do better. I ain't talking about some of these new folk that say that. They don't never do no better. Sometimes when you think of the reality of people in life, it can take you completely off of where you need to be. Well, I throw that on over there. I don't need that right now. But I need, just like God needs, your attention. Have God got your attention this week? You don't act like it. Because if God blessed us that it didn't hit here, there are some churches that are in rumbles now. They don't have a facility to go to. The enemy would stand back in the corner and said, if they were so holy, God wouldn't have destroyed their church. Watch out for the enemy. God can allow anything to happen because he's God. But one thing that you got to understand, just as you read in the end of notes this morning, God will not allow anything to come your way that he cannot bring you through. He's working with our minds and he's working with our hearts and he's trying to get our attention to let us know that he's still God all by himself. God is still in control of this land. We worry and we are concerned about people in third world countries, but what about those that are hungry in the United States of America? You go into organizations and you see signs up where they are they're getting money or trying to get money to help people in Japan, but now the thing done hit home, what you gonna do? Alabama needs money. If we love like we ought to love, we should be on phones and not gossiping and murmuring, but try to find out, is our loved ones all right? When you hear that it's going that way, if you got a loved one that way, call your loved one. That's what love does. We find it too easy to forget the King of Kings and to forget just how blessed we are. We need to be mindful that as bad things happen in life, God is still good. We may not have all the luxuries of life, but we are making it. Feeds us when we get hungry. Furniture factories close down and many don't have jobs, but that puts some people in a place where they went and they got more education and doors open and now they're doing jobs to where they don't have to work as hard as they used to have to work. So there is life after furniture. We got to understand who God is. If your whole livelihood is based on your job, on your strength, on your savings, then you lost. Jobs here, gone today, gone tomorrow. Strength here, gone today, gone tomorrow. But the God I serve says he's here today. He was there yesterday and he'll be there on tomorrow. So
So why come I can't serve a God like that? With all of the sickness that's in the land, I still believe God is a healer. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? There's somebody in here right now that got pain in their body, but they would declare God is a healer. There's somebody that the doctor looked at and shook his head, and God stepped in and came into your sick room, got you up off of that sick bed, and you can declare that God is a healer. Folk could give you up, but God will always be right there. I am ever so grateful that I serve a God that knows exactly what I need and when I need. I'm glad that He is that God will feed us when we get hungry. Then I think about this word this morning. There's always room for the word. Preacher, where you get that from? Well, I'm a preacher that love to eat. Hello? Just checking. Not ashamed of it, because without that food, I wouldn't make it. But I found out that it's more than physical food. I was at a banquet. That particular night, I was hungry. Loaded my plate down. Ate sufficiently. Dessert and all. And after we had finished dining, I heard somebody make reference to it's time for the word. Immediately, God fed me this thought. Because I was so full, I didn't want nothing else to eat. But God spoke to my spirit and said, there's always room for the word. John, that's been about 3-4 weeks ago. So I've been saving this message. I said, that's the first Sunday message there. Because when they said there's always room for the word, immediately a scripture came to me. I am the bread of life. So if He is the bread of life and we're going to break bread together, is that not a first Sunday message? I thought I was on point this morning. The Bible declared that in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. John affirmed that Jesus Christ existed in the beginning of creation. He didn't just come on the scene in the New Testament. He was with God, and in His divine nature, He was indeed God Himself. All of creation came into being through Him. Jesus was not created, but was God's own agent that became flesh that dwelt among us. For a short period of time, in 33 years, He completed His mission. He did the work that His Father sent Him here to do. He delivered us, and we have salvation based on the fact that because of the blood of Jesus, because of the resurrection of the Lamb of God, because of the fact that He said that I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. Because of the reality that He says I'll feed you when you get hungry. Because He is the bread of life, and if we believe in the bread of life and eat of the bread of life, I'll never hunger, neither will I ever thirst. He will supply us with spiritual food. And because of that, we ought to be able to tell God thank you. When we think about him being our bread. Everybody in here got a certain particular kind of bread that they like. White bread, wheat bread, rye bread, sourdough bread, French bread. I like cornbread. Soft rolls, no hard rolls. What kind of bread you like? Then there's some folk don't do bread. Bread have a way of filling you up too fast. But what about the spiritual bread? The Bible declares. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What doest thou work? Our fathers, they did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. You see, Moses was the leader. Moses was the one praying to God for the people of God. Moses was the one that was shouldering all the murmuring and all of the complaining of the people. But Moses loved God and Moses loved the people of God so much that Moses stood in the gap for them. And Moses began to talk to God and said, God, the people are hungry. And I don't have any bread to feed them. So God said, I'll send manna down from heaven. And this manna came down from heaven and the children of Israel, they did eat and they were filled. Because Moses was the one that called and asked for the bread, they attributed it to Moses. But know where your bread comes from. The Bible says, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Talking about Jesus. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. So I stopped by the Tell Faust Chapel this morning. That if you get hungry, don't worry about what you're going to eat. If you get hungry, don't worry about all of your side dishes. Somebody said, man can't live by bread alone. But I don't believe they heard about the bread of the land. For the Bible declared, I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me, I'll feed him when he get hungry. I'll take care of him every day of his life. I thank God for that bread this morning. And I stopped by to let you know this morning that everything is going to be all right. I thank God that I feel good down on the inside. Because every time I get hungry, I got bread down on the inside. If I cannot get a hold of physical food, I always got some spiritual food. Every now and then you might not be able to sit down and eat a whole meal. But you ought to be able to have a snack pack. You ought to be able to have something that you can hold on to. That'll hold you over until you get the whole loaf. Every now and again, you need just a little bit of Jesus. And if you get a little bit of Jesus, it'll fill you up. Somebody say, fill me, God, until I want no more. Fill me, God, and let me know that you are my God. I stopped by the Tell Faust Chapel that we can eat all of the physical food that you want to eat. But until you eat of the bread of life, until you know God as your loving Savior, until you know Him as the one that sits high and look down low. You might be lost this morning, but I thank God right now for the bread of life. Jesus Christ, He is my bread. Jesus Christ, you don't have to worry about how it's going to be. It's going to be just right. God's bread is just right. It'll be there when you want it. All you got to do is ask for Jesus, and the Lord will come to your rescue. I stopped by to tell you, the Bible says, as we break bread together, that the bread represents the body of Christ. And that's that body that straight on Golgotha's hill. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, how the Lord gave His life for me. And He is my bread of life. He is the one that feeds me when I get hungry. He the one that I can eat of His bread and I won't have indigestion. I can eat of His bread and everything gonna be all right. God is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I thank God for Jesus, the one that went to Golgotha's hill, the one that shed His blood for us, the one body that was beaten and strawed, destroyed for us. And because He was destroyed, because He had all power, He took the power and the sting out of death. And He come to us this morning letting you know that you ought to always, I don't care how much you eat, I don't care how full you get, but you ought to always have some room for the word every now and again. Those of you that got some sweet tooth, remember that the word of God is sweeter than the honey in a rock. And all you got to do is just get a taste of God's word. A taste of me and see that the Lord God is good. Have you had a taste of the right bread? If you get a taste of that bread, you are be committed to the word of God. And that word of God will bring us back together so we can humble ourselves down. You see, the Bible says that we are too proud. We are too uppity. We are too separated. And it's time for us to come together, to be of the same spirit and of the same mind. We got to have the same mind, the mind of Jesus the Christ, for He is the bread of life. And if you eat of that bread, you never have to hunger, for God will feed you when you get hungry. There's always, always room for the word. The word is the bread of life. Jesus Himself, that came from the heavens for you and for I. And because He came, life is much better. Because of Jesus, we have hope. Because of Jesus, we understand that whatever comes, no matter how devastating it may be, God can do anything. There is nothing too hard for the Lord.